We're learning Hilchas Lulav Simon Tov Reish Mem Zayin. We're going to be learning Hilchas Arava tonight, and maybe even starting Hilchas Esther as well, hopefully. Okay, Hilchas Arava. Simon Tov Reish Mem Zayin Dine Arava. So the Shulchan Aruch says Sif Aleph. Arvei Nochal. Ha'omu b'Torah. When the Torah speaks about an Arvei Nochal, it's which what we call nowadays darovas, who mean yodua. It's a special species, hanikoken, which is called arve nochal. So it's not just an explanation; it's actually what it is. It's called arve nochal. What is it? What is the arve nochal? What is it exactly? So the Shulchan Aruch explains: ole shaloi, its leaves moshuch kenachal are long like a nachal, like a stream. They're long. Upiv cholok, and its lip is smooth. V'konashaloi, and its stem, odoim, is red. So what's the three points? The first point of Arovas is that it has to be moshach kenachal, its leaves have to be long. As opposed to, I suppose, the direct opposite would be, I suppose, the adasim. That's right, which are very round. This is the complete opposite. They have to be long. The Arovas have to be long leaves. Secondly, piv cholok, it has to be smooth. Smooth, the lip, it's in other words, the edges have to be smooth. Yeah, we'll get to that. Well, he puts it on the Mishnah Berurah, on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, good. Yeah, very, very good. Yeah. And Kona Shalai Edoim, and its stem has to be red. The bracket of here adds, if it's still green and it's going to turn red, reddish brownish, if it's still green because it's young, it's still kosher. Now, roiv means that the majority of those arovas, godel and necholim, they tend to grow near rivers. Hence, its name, lochei niku avinochal. That's what they're called avinochal because they tend to grow by a stream, by a river. V'afilo yo godel bamidbo or behorim. Now, what happens if they grow, if you find arovas, in a mountain or in a desert? So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Va'afilu oyagodel b'midbar." Even if it was growing on the in the desert, oybehorim, or it was growing on mountains, kosher. It's still kosher. So it doesn't have to be growing. Doesn't have to be growing on stream. But if you find one that grows in a desert, don't know how likely it is. How likely is it? And it's not particularly likely. Very unlikely. They take a lot of water, right? So it's not very. But if you do find one which is not near water, it's still going to be kosher. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh min echot. There's a different type of species, which resembles arova. Ella only sha'ole shelo egol. Its leaves are roundish, bepiv doime lemaso, and its lip resembles a saw. Is there a picture for that? Picture number three. Oh yes. Wait, yeah, that's right. Can you pass it around, if you don't mind? Have you got picture number three? Yeah, so it's you can see that it's like a saw. It looks like a saw. That is considered. That's similar to an arova. And he adds over here the mefarish. He explains perish megare, and the translation of that in old German is zege, which happens to be the same in contemporary in the modern German as well. Zege. See, that's what he says over here. Siga. Zege means a saw. V'konashaloi eno edoim. And its stem is not red. V'zehu hanikra tzaftzefa. And this is called a tzaftzefa. V'hi pesula. And this is possible. So you've got a different species which resembles very much, it resembles in many ways an arova, but it's slightly different because it's slightly different. That's considered a tzaftzefa. V'hi pesula, and that is possible. You cannot use a tzaftzefa as an arova. It's possible. Yes, it is this. It is chapter 4 is like that, yeah. Min arova, and there is a different type of arova, she'ein piv ha'ole shelo cholok, ve'ein kemaso. There is another type of arova, which is not completely, the lips are not completely smooth, ve'ein kemaso, but it's on the other hand, it's not like a saw either. Elo, yesh bo tlomim, there's some ridges there, there's some indentation type of thing. K'tanim ad mo'id, very small ones, k'moi pimag and cut like a very small saw. V'zeo kosher, that's going to be kosher. Is there a picture of that? How does it show it? Which picture is it? Number four, right. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. That, yeah, have you seen anything like that? Right, slightly. That will be kosher. Yeah, based on based on what we saw now, I'd like to ask you the following question. Do you know there is some people who grow arovas in the back garden? Yeah, are they kosher lechatchila or not? Based on what we learned now, should be kosher lechatchila. Take arovas from the back garden. What do you think? Arovas in the back garden, Rabbi Yisai? Fits in with the rules and regulations. Right. Yeah, but leaving this out. As far as... Okay, let's leave this point out. I want to leave this out. Is there some... Yeah. Okay, let's leave out this point. Based on what we learned now, is it okay, though? Yeah, so look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure either way what it says over here. Oy Beharim Kosher. So we said that if they grow on mountains, it's going to be kosher. Because it doesn't have to be growing in the, it doesn't have to be growing by the Nachal. So the Mishnah Berurah of Sifkot and Gimel says the following. Yesh oymim de yoysa tov lechatchila. Some say it's better lechatchila likach ma'os nagdelim al Nachal. It is better to take the ones that actually grow by a river. It does, however, seem from the Taz, because you don't have to be too worried about it. You don't have to be careful about that. So again, the Shulchan Aruch taught us that Ave Nachal, Omer B'Torah are the ones that by the river. The Shulchan Aruch did teach us, however, that even if you find a genuine Arava by mountain or in the desert, it's still kosher. On that, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's by river, it's still better. And the Taz is chaylik, he says you don't have to worry about it. So having seen this Mishnah Berurah, what do you think about arovas growing in the back garden? Sounds that? You don't have to worry about it. Yeah?
There is one here. We're going for the shlich in Penance Gardens.
Ah, yeah? There's arovas growing there? Ah, yeah, I never noticed. I never paid attention. No, it might be. Yeah.
You have to be literally at the river.
Exactly.
Or just in an area.
Exactly. Very good. So that's what I was thinking. That first of all, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be passing like the Taz anyway. That it sounds like he's not worried about it anyway so much. But it's even according to the opinion that holds that lechatchila it's better to take the ones that grow by the nachal. I don't know if it means literally the one growing by the nachal, or mamash like you're suggesting, could be there's just somewhere where there is an abundance of water. And surely the ones who grow in our back gardens, it's also they're growing there. It's really it does draw a lot of water and it does take a lot. And therefore, it doesn't have to be literally just next to a river. It's just in an area where there's a lot of huge, where it's very moist and a lot of water. And it may be referring to that as opposed to Horim and Midbar, where there's not so much water. So maybe that's what he's referring to. But I'm not 100% sure. But either way, Alochel and Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to be too concerned about it. And therefore, it's fine. Either way. Okay. Safe base in Shulchan Aruch. Arova, that's very nagia, right? Because we all know that the lulav lasts for the whole Yom Tov. The Hadassah, the Esrog, they also normally last for the whole Yom Tov, generally, right? If you're careful with the pitam, generally it should be all right. The Hadassim are also likely to make it if you look after it. No, the Hadassim are likely to make it. The only ones which are more difficult to look after really are really the Arovas. So let's learn exactly the halachas. When actually will Arova become possible and when not? Says the Shulchan Aruch Zif Beis, Arava she yofsha, an Arava which is completely dry, or she noshu roiv olea, the majority of its leaves fell off, or she nektam roishoy, or its top was chopped off, psula, aval kmusha, but if it just wrinkled, withered, if it's not completely dry. Some of its leaves fell off, but not the majority of the leaves fell off. kosher, it remains kosher. And the Rambam makes it connect to Moshe, and the Rambam says, even if the head is, the top is chopped off, it's still kosher. So okay, we need to define, we have quite a few halachas, but again, the rule is that if it's yofsha, it's a problem. If it's dry, it's a problem. And noshu roivoleo, and if the majority of the leaves came off, it's possible. Anything else is still okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin. Over she yofsha, hainu beroiv oleo. So the only, if you really want it to be possible, I mean, you don't want it to be possible, but in order for it to be possible, it's only going to be, if it's going to be roiv oleo, have to be completely dry. Roiv oleo, the majority of the leaves. Point number one, and Seif Kotten Chazim Mishtubu says the following, Oishen Oshu, V'yesh Ledaktik Bazeh, one has to be careful, Shelif Omim Noishrin, sometimes, with regards to Noshu, coming off, Lif Omim occasionally Noishrin, they come off, Alit Chivas on Esoy Chalulev, when you push it into the holder, V'gam Aledin Anu, also by shaking it too hard, some leaves do fall off. Ubifrat, you know, one has to be careful with that, Ubifrat, and especially Be'esek V'lulev Shelakol, if it's the communal Esek and Lulav, the communal set, Shiyad HaKoyl, Memash Meshim Bohen, that everybody's hand is on it. Motzim Oil, it's very common, Shinoishrin, Roiva Ali, it's very common that the majority of the leaves come off, Ali Dina Anua, Shilezi Anoshim, because some people are not careful. Look what he says, some people are not careful, and they shake it too hard, and the leaves come off. Umimele, Shar Anoshim, Shemvochim Achakach, and therefore the people who are making a bracha after that, Levat, besides Shein Yoitzim be Mitzvah, not only they're not Yoitzim be Mitzvah, Gam Evochim, Bracha Levatole, they also additionally, to make things worse, they're making a bracha Levatole as well. Uminanochen, Shal Kolponim be Yemarishan, at the very, it's appropriate that at least on the first day, Shemitzvah Aseh de Reise, which is a biblical commandment, Yamidu Ish Itish Vakach Alzeh, there should be one man, one person, a responsible person, should be watching over this, that by the time the last people shake the lulav, they should still make sure that the majority of the leaves are still attached. So noshu is the majority of the leaves. Now, let me ask you the following question at this point over here. What happens if some of the leaves which are still attached, partial parts of the leaves come off. Is that a problem or not? If parts of the leaf, that happens occasionally, that some of the leaves, the parts of the leaves come off. Is that a problem or not? Right, and therefore if some of the leaves come off,
if some of them were partly,
yeah, so even if a bit of it comes off, it's gonna be a problem. What do you think about Isai? Some of the leaves parts, so it's still attached, but a part of the leaf comes off. Is that a problem or not?
Would that maybe be a problem with Adar and not be a problem with
Kasher? Right.
Rosh initial right there.
It's talking about completely coming off. So, are you medayek, or what are you saying? Right, I mean, the majority we're talking about over here is that we're talking about the leaves coming off completely. Yeah. So, if you've got the majority of the leaves still on, yeah, it's kosher. Yeah. But I'm asking, what happens if you've got the leaves?
Need an interpretation of that.
Okay. Okay, the emes is, you're quite right. The achronim pasken, that if the parts of the leaves come off, that's actually quite common. Has it ever happened to you? The part of the rov has come off, you know, the top, the spitz or something comes off. So that is not a problem as long as absolutely, definitely, yeah, it depends on that. So if you might sometimes have parts of the leaf, the police can say, if you've got the majority, again, roiv. If the roiv of the leaf is still on, which is, I think, very often the case, then it's not a problem at all. It's not even a lack of hodor. I mean, it may be to some extent, it is better to have, not to rely on roiv, but it's not really a psal. It's not really a psal. So that's what the poskim. If the majority of the leaves is the majority of the leaf is still existing, it's fine. Okay. See.
The term black. That's the most common thing I find.
Black. Yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah, so Sif Kotten Test, Mishnah Berurah says the following. Rav Aleha, the majority of the leaves. Hainu b'shir shloshet tfachim shel harove. Okay, that's already a very important point. Mishnah Berurah again tells us that it's the Rav Aleha, the majority of leaves, is when we're talking about shloshet tfachim shel harove. And harove needs to be three tfachim. How much is three tfachim?
27.
Yeah, that's right, about 27 according to... So if you've got three tfachim, and what happens, and you need to have the majority of the leaves within those three tfachim. Now what happens if your rove is a lot longer than that, which is, I think, often the case? How tall is your roves? Right, they're going to be a lot longer than... Right, that's right, yeah. Right, they're going to be a lot... So what's the halacha then? How much rove do you need to have that is kayim? Rove of the three tfachim or rove of the whole rove? What do you think? Exactly. And the emphasis is, you're quite right. It needs to be only the roiv of... You need to have roiv of the three tfachim. So you need to have, ultimately, you need to have the equivalent of some 15, 17 centimeters, which are still attached. That's what you need. Even if the roiv is a lot longer than that. So that's the halacha. And that's actually what the Mishnah Berurah says, roiv olei hainu b'shir shloshet tfachim shel harove. That's if it's three tfachim, exactly. If it's more than three tfachim, you won't need more than that. It's always the roiv of the three tfachim that needs to be attached. Now, ve'im nedaldulu ole me'akone. What happens if they're dangling? What happens if the leaves are dangling? Ever happened to you? A rove is dangling? Is there a picture of that?
Yeah.
Right, they're dangling down. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Yeah. Nice picture. Is it picture 10? Very good. I want to speak about that as well. Yeah. Well, we're not talking about... That's right. We're talking about the leaves dangling down as opposed to the actual stem dangling down. Yeah? You're quite right. So he says, "Im nidal to do oleo, if the leaves are dangling down, mea akone from the stem, or shenistiko oleo, if it's slightly cracked, or shenechliko, they are split." Kosav Rav Magid shezemik nifutzo oleo v'psulo. The Rav Magid says that this is possible. V'kol zehani beroiv oleo kach. Again, this is only if the majority of the leaves are cracked, dangling down, or split. If it's just some of it, it's not a problem. V'kosav Magan Avram sheish lach mekamoyse darovus metzuyos. With regards to darovus, we tend to be slightly more machmi because they are so common. Now, I want to speak about your case. But you're quite right. What happens if you've got a arova which is the leaves are nicely going up, but the top is dangling down a little bit. It's going down a little bit like this. Like its head is, yeah, that's right. Its head is like going down a little bit. What's the halacha then? Is that a problem or not? That's very common, I think. Is that a problem or not? Is that also nidaldalu, dangling or not? That's with regards to the leaves.
Yeah,
I'm asking about the stem going like this. The stem, and it goes out. Is there a picture of it? Probably, I don't think there's a picture of it. It's not, Mishnah Berurah doesn't speak about it. Imagine that the stem goes up, the etz goes up, and then on the top it goes down a little bit. It's not a problem. What do you think? Is that a problem of nidaldalu? Right. So the emes says, you're right. Ravozan and other poskim say, this is how they grow. This is how they grow. This is so common. This is how they grow. And it's not a problem at all. It's definitely not a problem. It's definitely okay. And it's mutar lechatchil. It's perfectly okay. So if the head is dangling down a little bit, that's not a problem at all. Right. Nektam roishoy, sifkotn yud. Nektam roishoy says in Mishneh Berurah. Hainu sheniktam eitzo. Okay, we're talking about over here that its top was chopped off. The arova is possible if the top was chopped off. Avol benektam oleo, but if the leaves are slightly chopped off on top, avshu meroish en afkemine bezeven echsheves kesha olin, that's not the psul of nektam roishoy at all. V'dad, yovesh v'nektam roishoy mitam hodo, the reason why yovesh v'nektam roishoy is a psul is because of hodo. Right. Now, just one little point, a practical point, which I would like to add over here. Nektam roishoy of the arova is a psul. So how do you ensure that it is, when you get arovas?
I have a question. how do you know this is the edge?
Very good. How do you know? How do you know? Very good. Very good question. That's exactly what I wanted to ask. How do you know that it's fine or not? Could easily be. So the answer is as follows. Every arava, the way they grow is they grow. I mean, it's maybe self-understood, but it grows that there's always, from the stem, there's a new leaf growing out. A new leaf growing out from the stem. Yeah, I suppose most things grow like that, I suppose. So now, on the very top, you'll see, you'll see a tiny little green thing sticking out, which is eventually going to grow into a leaf. How would you call that? A tiny little green thing sticking out that eventually is going to grow into a shoot, yeah? Okay, it's tiny and it's green, and that is on the very top by the stem. If you look, there's always all the leaves coming in, and on the stem, on the very, very top, you'll see a tiny little sprout. Yeah, maybe sprout is the right word, coming out. Now, if you see that, that is a proof that you're completely safe, you're 100% sure that this is not Nechtam Rosho. And this is what a lot of people are makbit. The makbit, they're going to look for the arovas, they're going to tafka check that arovas has got this little green thing on top. So people check often for this little green thing. But the poskim say, you don't really have to go so far. You don't really have to go so far because in previous generations, people didn't really... It's what we call nowadays a modern chumrah. It's more of a modern chumrah. It's a good chumrah because you can see for sure it's not Nechtam Roshoy. Nechtam Roshoy would be possible. So you've got evidence that it's not. You haven't got so, but you don't have to be so machmir. So generally, the people say that if you've got an arava, you don't have to assume that its head is chopped off. You can just assume that it's fine.
They're not growing them to a tree level.
No, you're right.
It's more like Mr. Kender
explaining. I don't know how he's looking.
It's a field of short aravot, and he says it's a machine.
It does. Yeah. Yeah, they do it like this, more commercialized. Yeah. It is more commercial. It's true, but the you don't have to worry. Even if you don't see the green sprout coming out, if it doesn't look dodgy, you can assume that it's fine. You can assume that it's fine. Yeah, that's completely fine. That's completely fine. Again, you need to make sure you've got the three tefachim, but otherwise, it's not a problem at all. Yeah. So that's with regards to Nechtam Roshoy. Halach Lemaiser, just to finish off with Sif Kot Nyud Beis, Mishneh Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Rambam Machshir b'Nechtam Roshoy, Rambam is lenient with regards to Nechtam Roshoy, if the head is chopped off, but Lemaiser, the Mishneh Berurah is Machmir, and it says, Machshir, Sif Kot Nyud Beis, bottom line, V'raktin on Kesvor Roshoyno. We passing like the first Svorah, that we don't allow. If the head is missing, if the top is missing, we don't allow it. So we pass like the Svor Rishon, like the first opinion, not like the latter. So this is the halachos of Arovim. We'll start with Shem tomorrow with Esek, Mitzvah Hashem.